Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is a designer and a floral artist. Welcome, Melissa Garcia Johnson.
Thanks so much, Shelley.
Well, thanks so much for being here. Melissa, you're the manager and principal designer at Frenchie's Floral Studio here in Juneau. Is that a dream job or what?
I mean, it's hard to beat, to be totally honest. Never imagined that I would be where I am now, but super grateful.
So you don't have a background in floral design?
No, I'm totally self-taught. I started 2 years ago when the shop opened.
Really? Yeah. And you've been with them the whole time since they started?
Well, we had an opening in spring of 2017 and then unfortunately had to close due to some circumstances. Oh. Reopened in July, and that's when I started with the team.
Way to bounce back.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that. Frenchie's just really brightens up the town, you know? Mm,
thanks for saying that.
Sure. So you were self-taught. Can you talk a little bit about what you do there?
Yeah. Well, aside from the logistical business side of it, at Frenchie's, we are a studio that provides daily florals for the community. So that includes deliveries that people order for birthdays and anniversaries and all kinds of special occasions. We also serve as a walk-in studio, so you're welcome anytime to stop in and grab single stems, or we have arrangements that you can walk out with, as well as some curated bouquets. So most of my day is spent serving the people of Juneau that come in and are looking for fresh blooms. And the other side of my position is that we also have dipped into the wedding industry here in Juneau, and so that's kind of taken on a life of its own. Yeah. Small or big ways.
Would you mind describing some of the basic elements of a simple flower arrangement?
Oh, well. Yeah, sure. Things that I pay attention to when I'm working on a floral arrangement or a bouquet. I think most often I'm inspired by color. I'd say that that's kind of like the thing that I have a unique eye for in floral design. So really blending and merging colors in a combination of ways that inspire, you know, either like romance or whimsy. So there are all kinds of things that you can do with color. I usually will start with like one particular bloom that is really drawing me in on any given day. And that's kind of the thing that will kick off a design. Then you also want to pay attention to things like texture and shape and movement. So there are all kinds of things that go into an arrangement.
And most of your flowers are seasonal?
Yeah, so we're a seasonal studio. We source most of our blooms from the Pacific Northwest. Right now we have a lot of Alaskan peonies that are coming into us.
I bet.
And then we will source some from some places in California, and during the winter can obviously be a little bit more difficult, and so we'll source from places like Japan on occasion, but we really, really try and focus on local or regional blooms.
So you recently joined efforts with Wild and Unwritten, a photography workshop. They were in town last week. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that event, that partnership that you have with them?
Sure. So Wild and Unwritten is a photography workshop that's led by two really well-known and respected photographers in the industry, Peyton Byford and Kylie Morgan. Every year, or twice a year, they take photography students to two different locations in the U.S., Hawaii, and Alaska. So it's kind of a blend of the more hard-to-reach places, and it really opens up the portfolios for these photographers who are learning and studying and trying to fine-tune their skills in the art. Yeah.
And so this wasn't the first time you'd worked with them?
This is the first time we've worked with them.
Okay.
So they've done, I think, three previous workshops, and they try and work with florists that are based in each location. So previously they had been in Alaska up in Anchorage, and I think they had worked with Tanya Val, who's a florist up in Anchorage, in the Anchorage area. But this was their first time coming to Juneau, which is why they decided to partner with us.
Great.
Yeah.
And so you made a piece that was created specifically for a bridal shoot that sort of took place in the course of this workshop.
Yes.
And it is a gorgeous floral shawl. We have pictures up on our website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It is a real stunner. So I was hoping you could tell us the story of the shawl, what inspired you to make it, and what all went into it.
Yeah, of course. I think more and more these days we're starting to see brides move into more non-traditional florals. while bouquets have long been a tradition, I think people are starting to wear things like flower crowns. That's been something we see a lot of. And it's recently started to evolve into some different things like floral earrings or floral jewelry of different sorts. And the hosts of the workshop, Kylie and Peyton, had had this idea for like a large wearable. And we decided on a floral shawl. We had seen a couple of images of people who had done large wearable pieces before, but nothing quite like what we were going for with a really elevated like bridal look. So that was kind of, it was their their request and we made it our own.
And how did the bride react when she saw it?
I think that the bride and the photographers had all said that they had never seen anything like it, which is what I love to hear. Sometimes in the wedding industry, you start getting stuck in like the same Pinterest images or the same color schemes. And so it can be hard to break out of what is common or typical in wedding design. And I think for us at Frenchies, like really creating and focusing on innovative design is something that we really strive for. So it was good to, for me to hear that it's something that nobody had ever seen previously.
And it was your first attempt at a floral shawl?
It was, we've done wearables before. So corsages and flower crowns are things that are in our regular design sphere. But a wearable piece like a shawl was quite the undertaking. I hadn't ever attempted anything like it before.
Well, what was your vision and then how did it match up with the final product?
Yeah. So I think when we initially started talking about it, there had been discussion of some kind of floral cape, and that would have been way more involved. So we tried to kind of parse it down to something that wasn't quite so heavy or burdensome for the bride to wear. We started with a tulle structure on the bottom of the shawl. And
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, so the mechanics, and I like to say that floristry is a lot of like trial and error. And sometimes when you start a project, you're not going to quite know how it turns out. So I had this vision for how it could potentially look, which I didn't imagine covering the entire like underlying mechanic just because of the weight of the piece itself. But I'm really happy with how it turned out. If you do happen to get on the website, both the shawl and the bouquet that I had designed were more of like an ombre effect, which is really trending, I think, generally in all kinds of art. But to have it done in florals was really fun. And so we started on the upper part of the tulle structure and went from there.
And what kind of flowers did you want to include?
Yeah, so I wanted to do something more romantic because it was a bridal shoot. So I used a lot of standard roses, garden roses. There are some hybrids between the two. So some of my favorite roses are toffee roses, which we used, cappuccino roses. They have really fun
food-related
names.
Delicious.
Very yummy, visually as well. And then we used ranunculus, which are another fan favorite of folks that frequent our shop. To achieve some of the colors that I wanted, I used some like more traditional flowers, like mums. There are some really unique lisianthus that we included. My favorite element, actually, of the shawl itself was that I hand-placed hydrangea blossoms along the train of the shawl that wrapped around the bride's arms, which I got inspiration from looking at lace in fashion. And so that those little hydrangeas were just like glued on individually to the train of the shawl, which I think it created this really delicate effect to the design.
It's just beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was it all fresh flowers?
All fresh flowers, yeah. And some foliages, heuchera or coral bell, which we picked from our front landscaping. Yep.
And you said that they took it with them when they left, so
they
you no
did.
Longer have it in your
we
possession.
We no longer have it, which that's sometimes the way things go with art. You just have to learn to let go of them, and that's especially true for florals.
Do you think there's any way to preserve it? Or how long will it last?
Yeah, I think that the hosts took it with them, and we're going to experiment with drying it. I don't think that it's uncommon to see fresh flowers dry really beautifully, and so I'm planning on following up with them to see how it ends up turning out.
Well, I just think it's gorgeous. And some of our listeners are thinking, how can I get one for myself?
Yeah.
Would you be making more of these for special occasions?
I mean, it's definitely an undertaking, but I think for weddings and special events, it's a really big statement maker. I would love to see people trend more towards wearables. I think it's a great option in lieu of a bouquet, which is kind of your standard thing. So if you have an adventurous or bold bride who's looking for something that maybe hasn't been seen before, it's a really great option. I also think that artistic pieces like this are more of a source of inspiration that can be translated into smaller things that people can wear. So even if there might not be a bride in Juneau who's willing to take on like the fuss of a floral shawl, because it is time consuming and it can be pretty expensive, I'd say that it is one way of kind of finding inspiration in other ways that you can incorporate into your wedding florals.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much for sharing the story of this piece. It's really special. It's really unique. I've never seen anything like it before, and it is just so pretty. You can see more of Melissa's work at frenchiesfloral.com. It's a great company, great website. They've got lots of beautiful pictures. And where is your location, your brick and mortar?
Yeah, we're at 1200... 1200 Glacier Avenue. I think that's right. Numbers are a challenge. I work more with flowers. So we're downtown in the flats where the old Blockbuster used to be.
Well, thanks again for coming on and telling us about the floral shawl. Is there anything else you want to add about yourself or what's going on with Frenchies?
Yeah, I mean, I would just encourage people to stop by and just check us out if you haven't been in before. We're still relatively new, so we're always seeing new faces in the shop, which we always appreciate and love. I'd also say that if you are recently engaged or planning on getting married next year, we're pretty much fully booked out for weddings this year.
Wow.
But I would really encourage you to get in touch if you're, you know, feeling inspired by a flower shawl. Check out our Instagram and see if we fit kind of the vibe you're going for, and we'd love to hear and work with you.
Thanks so much for being here
today.
Thank
you, Shelley.